This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's tough out there for a department store. Sears is closing more than 100 stores, and Macy's gave us a little more info about the store closings it had announced earlier this year. The company also said it's cutting thousands of jobs amid another round of weak holiday sales. Macy's is trying to figure out its brick-and-mortar future in a world of online shopping. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a look.
Macy's will close stores in places like Durham, North Carolina, Bangor, Maine, and downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota, where a street performer played this bright little ditty outside the doomed store earlier today. The music didn't cheer up Leslie Fry, who's mourning the fate of her beloved Macy's.
It's a big bummer, yeah. I do a lot of my shopping for myself, my kids.
So you can't blame her for the store closing, but maybe you could blame people like Chris Micco. He doesn't shop much at Macy's, in person or online.
Amazon's just so easy. We have Amazon Prime, and it's just, you know, quick and painless.
As more consumers pay for Amazon Prime memberships and enjoy free shipping on lots of stuff, it's harder for retailers like Macy's to compete. So says retail consultant Carol Speakerman.
The expectation for free shipping and for fast shipping and for very clear delivery time frames rises.
Macy's says it will plow some of the money it's saving from layoffs and store closings into its digital game. Retail consultant Bert Flickinger is optimistic Macy's will hang on. He says Macy's and Kohl's, which has also closed stores, are better capitalized than many competitors. He thinks they might even be able to grab some market share as other weaker retailers close even more stores than they do.
Macy's and Kohl's benefits because that's where the vendors want to be.
But he notes there are ripple effects when any of these retailers do layoffs. It means some workers will have less disposable income for buying stuff. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.